US President Trump is setting the headlines again this morning on a number of fronts. We'll hear about his new tariffs plans and their impact on Ireland later. It could be considerable. But ahead of this weekend's Munich Security Conference, the White House plan for peace in Ukraine, which is mainly, it seems, on Moscow's terms, that's been causing consternation, not just in Ukraine, but across Europe. Here's what Mr. Trump has said when he was asked about the role Ukraine's President Zelensky would play in any peace talks.
Will Ukraine have a seat at that table for those negotiations?
Of course they would. I mean, they're part of it. We would have Ukraine, we would have Russia, and we'll have other people involved too. A lot of people, a lot of forks in this game. I'll tell you what, this is a very interesting situation, but the Ukraine war has to end. The young people are being killed at levels that nobody's seen since World War II, and it's a ridiculous war, and it has to end. We had a good talk with President Putin. I had a good talk with President Zelensky. Very good talk.
President Trump speaking in the Oval Office yesterday evening. Liam Nolan, our Eastern Europe reporter. And Liam, this Munich Security Conference is going to be very interesting this weekend now after all those announcements from President Trump. VP Vance and many of the new Trump team will be there meeting European leaders, and they're bringing a message many of those leaders don't want to hear.
Good morning, Anya. Yes, that's correct. I mean, the reaction yesterday from a lot of the European leaders, including Kaja Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, along with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, spelled out a really strong reaction that they don't want to be sidelined in any potential talks over ending the war. I mean, what we seem to hear, the contents of that call between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday did seem to sideline or sort of ignore the role of Europe in any sort of potential talks. Yesterday's reaction from Europe was very strong indeed, that Europe as well as Ukraine should be involved and should be at the table of any talks that might be upcoming.
But given that, according to President Trump himself in his statements, he's already conceded territory. We heard from Pete Hegseth, his defence secretary, no to Ukraine joining NATO, no to US peacekeepers to back up any peace deal. And also the US saying to NATO, we're not going to be your umbrella anymore. You're going to have to act in your own defence. So what cards do EU countries hold, or NATO countries hold, Ukraine in trying to roll that back at this stage?
I think one of the areas that Europe could probably, and Ukraine can still negotiate strongly on, is that demand from Vladimir Putin to annex those four eastern Ukrainian regions. I mean, since last June, Vladimir Putin has demanded that those four regions are annexed and become part of Russia proper, whereas Russia, the Russian forces at the moment, they don't occupy all of that land. I think that's an area where Europe will focus on as the detail of this US peace plan. Keith Kellogg, the US special envoy for Russia and Ukraine, is meant to discuss details of that peace plan at this weekend's conference. So we'll know more about it then. But it's that area of that demand, mm-hmm, of Russia's demand to essentially annex those areas. I think Kaja Kallas' comment yesterday her point was that already the negotiation stall seems to have been set out by this conversation between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and that Russia's demands are being met essentially, as you mentioned, Anya, that Ukraine should not become a NATO member, and that there'll be no US peacekeepers on the ground in Ukraine, yeah, to monitor any post-war settlement.
And we heard this in some of the commentary yesterday, didn't we? The pushback from Europe that any deal that is done, if it does bring an end to the war in Ukraine, what, you know, even if there have to be differences of opinions over territory, even if Ukraine has to accept that for now Russia holds the land it has taken. But the question is, how do you avoid this being simply a pause that allows Moscow time to regroup and then come after the rest of Ukraine, or even worse, another member state of the European Union?
Yeah, well, I think the devil is in the detail of any peace settlement. the statement by the U.S. Defense Secretary the other day that any peacekeeping forces, it would not be a NATO force, would not be guaranteed by Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. That would leave European countries, European armies, really at the mercy of any potential retaliation from Russia. Mm-hmm. I think the details. As more of the details emerge of the US peace plan from this weekend's conference, then we'll simply know more.
Yeah, it is a big reset, isn't it? I mean, if you look at what's happening on tariffs as well, and what's happening on the military front, Washington is now treating traditional allies as if they're the opposition.
It does seem like that. It does seem like that. The statements what this week, firstly, well, starting last week with the tariffs, and then the US pivot, the total radical shift, their policy shift on Ukraine, sort of sidelining mm-hmm. Europe to a sense. It does certainly seem like that. I think what will be interesting, Anya, is today at the conference, J.D. Vance, the US Vice President, is going to give a talk where he sets out his own talk on the role of the US in global affairs. Ursula von der Leyen will also give a talk just before him, about half an hour long, on the EU's role in global affairs. And there may be a sense that there may be more of a conciliatory, a bit more warmth in that discussion towards right. European allies than what was indicated earlier in the week by the Trump team.
It'll be one to watch for, certainly. And finally, Liam, that Munich attack yesterday, the attacker who drove into the crowd, a trade union demonstration, and the reaction since from German Chancellor Scholz.
Yeah, well, German Chancellor Scholz yesterday said it was an abhorrent attack and should not be tolerated. I think the fallout from this, from the incident yesterday, the car ramming incident, which happened here only about a kilometre and a half away from the venue where this weekend's conference will take place, is going to have an impact on the German domestic politics. Germany's only 9 days away from the federal election. The AfD, the hard right German party, came out strongly saying that if they were in power, this would not have happened. So it's likely to seep into the debate around the campaign for the federal election. Meanwhile, security is very tight around the city. It is tight anyway normally for an event of this kind. As 5,000 police, Bavarian state police, deployed around the city, and the cordon's particularly tight around the hotel where the conference will be held. You've got over 450 senior decision makers gathered under one hotel roof. So security is very, very, very tight.
Liam Nolan in Munich, thank you very much indeed.